Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
On the line now with us, the granddaddy of them all, of the defensive line coaches, Papa Pete, Pete Jenkins. Pete, thanks so much for joining us, coach.
Mike, I don't know if I like that title you're giving me or not, man.
Come on, man. You got to soak it up. I might get coin out of that one day. Who knows?
Yeah, but Papa Pete.
Papa Pete.
I don't know if I like that, man. I don't know.
So what would you want to just say, a stud? Would you just call you like
stud would be good.
Young, yeah, that'd be good. Now, he added the young part to that. That was
young
pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. I wish.
You got the A-Bear mentality rolling on that one, that young stud. Yeah. Coach, everybody sort of goes through these difficult times, and other than Saban, I can say, and I know they lost – Saturday, but man, what's happening in Baton Rouge now is really difficult to watch. They get one part of the team fixed, so to speak. They ran the ball decent against Kentucky, but man, they got gash. And I give Mike Stoops a lot of credit here in that, man, you coming off a big win. You hadn't beaten Florida in forever. You playing in front of the home folks. The tendency for 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds is, man, how do you get their focus back? How you get them recharged? Man, they came out, and all burners were lit. They got after LSU in the worst way.
Like Mike saying, Coach Jenkins, you think Kentucky ran on you and gashed you. What do you think Florida's going to do?
It's going to be different, but they're going to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Kentucky can run the ball pretty well. I'm telling you, that back is good. Their legs are good. They pride themselves a lot. You know, that's a good football team. And I think now Florida is too. We got another problem this week, of course. But don't really sell Kentucky short. You know, Mark, and I've been working up there ever since I started doing all that stuff, and I knew Mark at Florida State for Jimbo, and then I've been working. I go to Kentucky every year. What he's done up there has been remarkable to me. I can tell you, the first spring I was up there, we were walking off the field together, and he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Well, your coaches look like they're working hard. They're teaching hard. Your players, I mean, your practice organization is good. There's only one thing missing." I said, "What is that?" I said, "You know, they ain't an SEC football player out here. Not one." And that's the bad news. But what he's done has been really remarkable to me to watch.
Well, you know what's crazy, Coach Jenkins? Now they're 6-0. You're old enough. Like, I know I'm old enough, you know, and we can reflect back. That they're 6-0 for the first time since 1950, when Paul Bear Bryant was the coach of the Wildcats. You know, remember the Junction Boys at A&M, and obviously Paul Bear Bryant at Alabama. Yeah. But he was 6-0 at Kentucky in 1950. Kentucky.
Right, that's exactly right. I remember that, of course. But Pete,
that wasn't my answer. I thought Fran Kersey had done it. Because if you remember back in the 70s.
Late 70s, yeah.
Man, he had a run, but they lost a game early that year. But, man, I remember them coming to Tiger Stadium and they took the belt off and they spanked LSU's backside.
Yeah, when they had Jimmy Streeter, Sonny Collins, Jalen Ramsey, they had Art Still.
They had a great. Yeah, Kersey had a lot of talent, and we all know how he got it too.
Right.
He was way ahead, Coach Jenkins. Name, image, and likeness. He had that back in the 70s.
That's right. Name, image, and likeness was already going on at that time, wasn't it?
How surprised were you to see, Alabama really kind of got manhandled in the trenches Saturday night against A&M. A&M had struggled all season long. The quarterback wasn't making plays. And all of a sudden, it came together. And their defensive line was really after Young. He had no shot.
I thought that as a team, their talent showed up. Because, they had 15 starters back. And everybody knew that was a good football team. They just haven't performed, Mike, for whatever reason. But let me tell you, the quarterback... Look, he should have gone to the airport, got him a ticket to Vegas, and flown out there for the evening. Because it was his night, man. It was he'd have come home rich.
Yep.
Because it was his night. I mean, I've been watching him all season. He just had one of those nights. I don't know if he can do it again or not, but he had a magnificent game. He really did.
Well, Coach Jenkins, when you look at where the SEC's at right now, and to me, and I want your opinion on this, if the Georgia quarterback, whoever that might be.
If it's JT Daniels, they got a shot.
Yeah, but even get that productive, production out of that position, because the defense for Georgia is for real. I mean, what do you think of the Bulldogs defense?
And look. My spring and my spring work, I was at Alabama the first week. I was at Georgia the second week, okay? So I told Kirby when I was about to leave, I said, look, you got the best-looking squad I've seen in a long time. And I was really talking about top to bottom. I mean, his squad, there's a lot of talented guys. Their best two receivers aren't even played. They're both hurt. They're not even playing. And I thought on defense, I thought their talent was way above Alabama. Way above Alabama. And it's kind of panned out that way. I think Georgia can go. I don't want to put the hat on them, but I think they can go in defeat.
And as long as JT Daniels is there late, I think they got a shot to win it all.
But Mike, the young quarterback who's taking JT Daniels' place, he's done a good job.
He's done a great job. We don't want to give him credit for it, but the guy's a winner. The only bad game I've seen him have was against Alabama in the first game. They batted some passes on him early, and it looked like it really kind of disturbed him. He started elevating the ball on him a little bit and threw a couple of picks. But he's a gamer, man. That guy, he runs it. He throws it decent. I like him. I really have a lot of respect. You know what I respect him for, too? He stuck around there. He could have easily transferred and given up on it. But the dadgum kid stuck in there, and it's a great thing for the University of Georgia that boy hung around.
Pete, you're around the college ranks a lot. Is it that clear-cut? That is Georgia, Alabama in 2021. Can anybody else get into that mix?
I don't think so. Now, y'all, I don't know what y'all are going to think about this statement, but I'm going to tell you now. I thought LSU, talent-wise, it has done a magnificent job putting talent on that field. I thought maybe they could really challenge this year, and I tell people all the time,
Coach Jenkins, so what is that? Is that coaching? If you're saying they have the talent, because you can say, look, a top five recruiting class, and maybe you said, are they overrated? And you're saying they're not overrated, so does it come down to coaching or what?
I talked to the defensive line coach yesterday morning at Kentucky, He told me, he said, that's the best looking team I've seen in years. He said they have got some great, great looking kids on both sides of the line of scrimmage. You know, I don't know. You know, it's a new staff. Ed replaced both coordinators. He did, you know, so it's kind of like Alabama. You know, Coach Saban's got 4 out of 5 offensive coaches are brand new. So there's always some getting together. I look for LSU to break out of this thing. I do. I really believe that. And I know this about Ed, Bobby. Let me tell you that. Both of y'all are friends with Ed. Good friends with him, okay? He's at his best when his things are at their darkest. He has got an unbelievable way of fighting his way out of the corner. I saw him. I was with him in 2013 when he did it at Southern California. Maybe the best coaching job I was ever around. And then in 2016, when I came in there to work with him, you know, it was in disarray. And y'all know he finished 2016, and it was good enough to get him the job at LSU. When things come apart, Ed is good at putting them back together. So I really haven't lost faith. I really haven't. There's still a lot of football to be played, and I look for him. I look for him to break out and have a strong finish. I really do.
Coach, thanks so much for your time tonight, man. We really appreciate it, and man, we hope you're right about the Tigers, man, because it's been misery the last couple of weeks to watch them, and it's up front where you lose it.
Well, Bob, it's not going to get any easier, Coach Jenkins. Oh. You look at Florida; that was an upset win against Florida, but you know why it's tougher also? Because how relevant like Arkansas and Ole Miss is.
It ain't like
okay, I know Alabama and all that stuff, and then you look at Florida. But look how good and the season Arkansas and Ole Miss is having. That's a concern.
Yeah. And Arkansas's the one, Bobby, that's really playing a lot better. Look, the LSU Ole Miss game last year, y'all remember what was it? 53
shootout.
But I think the LSU's talent. I think we can beat those guys again. I really do.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight, man. We appreciate it.
All right, Coach Jenkins.
Thank you, Pop.
You guys. All right.
Appreciate it. Pete Jenkins, the Dean of Defensive Line Coaches, and you just heard him work with Georgia, Alabama, Kentucky defensive lines, man, and also with the Dolphins. He's worked with Austin Clark there. We'll be back and finishing up here on Second Guess.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.